Interview Podcast, where I, your host, Tyler Byrne, talk to poets, publishers, anyone else that falls between the intersection of poetry, literature, and the internet. On today's episode, I talked to Lewis Packard. He is a poet who dropped out from college and is sort of a journeyman. He has many interesting stories to tell. He's reading this Sunday at Catchfest. Catchfest is a festival. We have talked about it. You know how important it is to me. You can go back and listen to the episodes with Austin Islam, Paul Hans Clark, August Smith, Theo Themo, with Catch Breath, with Shai Watson. I'm going to be in Philadelphia. I'm landing it's going to be Wednesday. I'll be landing there like at 12. I'll be checking into a bread and breakfast at like 3 or 2. I'm going to stay there for a night. Then from Thursday to Monday, I'm going to be staying at Austin's place. He's letting me stay there because he is a very nice and awesome person. I didn't expect someone to be that nice to me ever. He also mailed me a huge box of books. He's been very cool to me. Lewis came on here. He's a poet. He's reading Sunday. Go to Catchfest. Go to Philadelphia. Have fun this week. Appreciate Catch for everything she's done. She's an amazing person. She's incredible that she puts these together. There's so much going on. I told Austin this morning, because he was asking me how this podcast went. I told him that like I would get, if Lewis was like, if we were at a bar, because Lewis has a very like a Western aesthetic. He has like a mustache. He was like drinking a beer. It's like this very macho, like very manly, like aesthetic. And if I was at a bar with him and he got into a bar fight, I would totally back him up. And we'd get beat up together. And we'd have even if we had our asses kicked, even if we lost, which we wouldn't, but let's say we did, I would just feel like we bonded. I'd be like, I got my ass kicked with Lewis Packard. Like, I got a story. Like, and that's what this podcast is, you know? Come in and get your ass kicked with Lewis. Kick some ass, get it kicked, and keep on trucking. Or keep on moving. Build yourself a train, tracks. And that's what he's done. Lewis Packard, he has continued to build tracks for the direction that he's taken in his life, and he's going to continue to do so. And he's built himself a nice place in this life. He's done it. And it sounds cheesy and dumb, but that's what I think. And that's his story. And you're going to listen to it right now because we're going to the show. I'm sorry that I'm talking so much. I'm just excited for this week. Thank you to Catch. Thank you to Austin, Theo, Paul, August Smith, all the cool people and the not cool people. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening. I really wanted this to be really short and I just kept going on and on and on. There's so much to say. I appreciate all of you and I dig all of you. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. This is Low Pilot.
The first poem of mine that I can remember was a poem, like a very pro-American poem after 9/11.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, after that, I like didn't really write anything. Probably back into like 2012.
Is that like a professional microphone?
I don't know about how professional. I got it. I used to do a podcast with Chariot and Paul, and I got
wait this. For real?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
that's surprising because I try to get Chariot on here, and they won't come on here. Like, yeah. We like scheduled it and then they dipped out.
I mean, they're hella busy, so
okay,
it doesn't surprise me. They're like always bopping around doing shit.
What was the podcast called?
It was called "I'm Dreaming, 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 Dreaming in a Dream."
Is it still up?
It might be. I know the SoundCloud is down because I stopped paying for SoundCloud Pro, but I think Paul uploaded them somewhere else. Maybe Apple.
When was this?
Oh God, 2 years ago.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
Not super long ago, no.
How'd you meet Paul?
I think he was actually the first one who published me. And God, that had to have been like 2014 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd briefly mentioned when he was on this, like, I guess they're like a reading group slash just group of poets called Space, would put together this book of love poems every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, like, I think by the time I submitted to it, it was like they'd put out like 3 volumes of work at once.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I think he or somebody involved, like, you know, posted on some Facebook group I was a part of being like, hey, submit shit. And so I did. And then I don't remember how we got, like, I mean, I guess probably just through that and through becoming Facebook friends probably.
But, so yeah. How long did the podcast last?
Maybe about a year or so.
How many episodes?
Shit. I don't know. That's a great question.
But you invested, because like you invested enough to go out and buy a microphone.
Not really. This was like, no, these headphones are my old gaming headphones.
Okay.
And I mean, this was a pretty cheap mic. It was like $70 or something.
That's like,
it's not nothing, but
yeah.
Yeah. My expenses were significantly lower than they are now. So I said like, fuck it.
So, okay. So you said you wrote poetry in high school?
I don't think I wrote poetry in high school. I wrote shitty fiction in high school, but not poetry. No, the 9/11 poem, had to have been in like third grade or fourth grade when I wrote that.
You still have it?
I don't think so. My parents might, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm a great poet, so it had to have been.
What was it about?
I don't really remember the content. I do remember the general gist of it being like, damn, like, you guys fucked up. Now some F-16s are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was into, you know, warplanes as a child.
Yeah. Did you want to fly one?
I think so. Because my both of my grandpas were actually in the Air Force. I don't think they flew. I think they just did nerd shit.
Nerd shit?
Yeah. RIP to them, but they did nerd shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go to college. Is that when you start writing, like, professionally?
No. I didn't start writing. Because I dropped out of college a few times.
Me too.
Hell yeah. Shout out.
So why'd you drop out?
Because college sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, I went to Columbia in Chicago briefly.
Whoa.
For film. And then...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I realized, like, this sucks.
But, like, when you were going, what was your ambition?
To become a famous director.
Yeah, and then how did that... how'd you lose that? What happened?
I realized that you have to, like, deal with a shitload of people, and you have to deal with so much. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Was it the classes that, like, killed your energy in that?
Maybe. I kind of fucked myself with that. I was, like, taking, like, all 7 a.m. classes, and, like...
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, that was, like, my first time living by myself, so I had no drive to wake up and go to class.
Were you excited about the classes, though, like, at first?
Yeah, in theory. I think I enjoyed them. This was also, like, you know, 14 years ago, so it's hard to remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So what movies inspired you that you wanted to like make?
I remember when I wrote my my like essay to try and get in, I think I wrote about Wes Anderson and who's the goth boy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. He's big. I'm just totally
Johnny Depp?
No, but he's in Johnny Depp's in all his movies. Why am I forgetting his name? Tim Burton. I wrote about Tim Burton and Wes Anderson.
Wow.
I still think Tim Burton has the juice. I've like recently rewatched some Wes Andersons and they're kind of stinkers.
I've been hearing that. I hear like he peaked in like 2014 with like the hotel one, and then it's been kind of off since then.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any since the hotel one. Like it, any of the new ones, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after you drop out, where do you go? Do you go back to college or do you?
Yeah. So I'm like from Milwaukee originally. So mm-hmm. I like went back to Milwaukee and then took just like general classes at the technical college there and then dropped out again. And then I was like, I'm done with college. No more. I can't do this.
Are you going to go back?
I might try and get like an electrical certification just because that will help me with my job and I can hopefully make more money.
Mm-hmm. So when do you start writing poetry, like sitting down and writing poetry?
Yeah, probably like 2012.
2012. Are you in college or you dropped out?
No, I was dropped out by then.
Okay. How soon after you drop out do you start writing?
Maybe like a year or two, probably. Okay. Yeah.
Were you still trying to find your way, like figure out who you were, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
Was it scary?
Yeah, man, life is scary.
Very true. Did you have a group or a community of people that you relied on?
Not really. Like kind of. Like I've got a bunch of friends who also kind of make art and shit. I'm like in a loose collective full of like my Milwaukee friends called banglegoldads.com.
Okay, because I saw that like on your Twitter profile.
Yeah.
I clicked on it and I couldn't tell if you were a part of it or like you were a big fan of it. I didn't really know what it was.
Yeah. 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 I haven't posted. I mean, we're like really bad about updating the website. Right now, pretty much just like two of the guys who have access to it will like add shit to it.
Yeah.
The rest of us are kind of just like pretty hands off. But
so were you with this group during your time throughout college or did they?
No, that kind of came about in like 2014, 2015 or so.
Okay. Do you think if you had been around this group during your college years that you could have had the ambition to keep going, or would probably you not, have dropped out not. Still?
No, definitely would have dropped out still. I think a big thing that kind of we're just friends in general, but like I think a thing that kind of drew us all together as artists is that we're not like self-serious. Like mm-hmm. we understand that like I don't know. Life is not art and art is not life, but we like to create shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped out. I would say when I dropped out, it wasn't like I quote unquote dropped out. I was like, I'm going to take a year off. And then I took like another year and another year and another year. And then eventually I'm just like, yeah, I did. I guess I did drop out.
Good. But stopped, it's like, it's going.
Good. I think it's good because then you like, you find out who you are. During that time, whether you go back or not, it doesn't matter, but you find out what you like, and this group of people that you had been around, like you're just completely alone, or I was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a positive thing. Anyway, so for you, how soon do you like you go online, you find other people, and you find all lit?
Shit.
You consider yourself all lit?
I don't, no.
No?
No.
No?
Yeah. I don't hate it, but for a while I was doing like a bit when I was like, oh God, like 21 or something, where I was like spelling like malt liquor, but like I was turning like the ALT of malt and then spelling liquor like LITQUOR. I was being like, yeah, that's my altlet.
What was your impression of altlet when you like unearthed it or found out about it? Like,
I mean, I fuck with altlet. I don't know. I don't think I would be the poet I am today without altlet. So like I really fucked with it, but I don't think I myself am altlet. Yeah.
Do you think you're good enough to be considered altlet?
Or definitely, definitely. I'm just something else.
You're superior to it. You're parallel to altlet.
I'm parallel for sure.
Are you post altlet?
No.
No.
Altlet isn't over.
So how did you find out about it initially?
I think just like poetry groups on Facebook. I can't remember if it was one of the big two who I first found, either Taolin or Sam Pink, but
it was
one of those fools.
Was it alt-lit gossip?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Was it the one that August Smith was in?
Which one was that?
I don't know. I know.
I don't think so. I'm like
everyone refers to like these Facebook groups.
Yeah.
When it comes to alt-lit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm wondering, like, I need these names. I know Theo, he like knows like all the names of them and he can like repeat them from the top of his head.
Yeah, Theo's an OG head.
Yeah, I put it in the chat. He has these questions that he wanted to ask you.
Oh, no way.
I asked him if he had any questions for you, and that's what questions he came up with. Do you want to answer them right now?
Totally.
He asked, is there a spiritual aspect to your writing?
Definitely.
How so?
My writing deals with life and life is mad spiritual.
Yeah, are you religious?
Not really. I mean, I got married in the Catholic Church, but I didn't grow up religious at all, really.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't say no, but I also wouldn't like definitively say yes.
What about Catholic?
Same answer.
What about being Jewish?
Same answer.
So you're Jewish, Christian, Catholic?
And also Muslim. I'm all for. Yeah.
Are you agnostic as well?
Definitely. I played Persona 5, so that was like, the whole thing was agnosticism, right?
What's Persona 5? I've heard about it all the time.
It's a like anime video game, basically. But yeah, like the main bad guy is the Demiurge.
I hear it's like really long and like no one ever finishes it.
It is mad long, but I think most people finish it.
Is it like literature but like a video game?
Not really.
Like Heavy Rain.
You get to play way more than Heavy Rain. Okay. Heavy Rain was a slog.
It was. It was a bit too self-serious.
Yeah, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. What have you played the other games that the creator made?
The Heavy Rain ones?
Yeah.
Oh shit. What were some of those other ones?
It was Detroit. I've not played that one.
Okay.
And there was another one that I don't remember, but I played it. I forgot.
They had one before Heavy Rain, I think.
Yeah.
It was like Indigo something.
Yeah, Indigo Prophecy.
Yeah, I played Indigo Prophecy. That one was kind of sick.
I didn't play that one. I think it'd be cool to make a game like that, but I think the script, you have to have, again, like a movie, you have to have like a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever written fan fiction?
No. My sister has, though. I'm sure she probably still does write fan fiction, but she used to be a big fan fiction head.
Yeah, what did she write?
Mostly like Supergirl fan fiction, I think. She would never show me.
Supergirl, but, like,
mm-hmm.
Is that
like the TV show? Like the TV show, Supergirl?
On CW?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But definitely a bunch before that, like Jonas Brothers and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she had, I can't remember what the main fan fiction website is, but she had one that was like mad viral on there, but she wouldn't tell me about it.
So you guys are both writers? Do you guys talk about your writing a lot?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Is it very like opposite?
Yeah.
Is there like an alt-lit like parallel in the fanfiction world?
Kind of. I've always kind of made that connection where like, because like I feel like especially early alt-lit was kind of just like giving your like self-insert characters like celebrities' names or different characters throughout history's names.
Like Jeremy Lin.
What?
Jeremy, the basketball player?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
I think it's Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, and like Tao Lin would like use his name instead of Tao Lin's name.
Really?
Like in the Mary Calloway book, yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
You didn't read it?
No.
It's like one of the main ones. Did you avoid that?
I just never got into it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So another question Theo has, you heavily utilize the plus sign. How did that come about?
I think it looks better than the word and.
That is an aesthetic choice that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I definitely use like a lot of aesthetic choices in my writing. Like I use like, you know, the, like the letter U and the letters U R, as opposed to you and your.
Yeah, that's very alt-lit. That's like a staple alt-lit.
Definitely.
So was that inspired by someone else?
I don't know. Because for a while I was using YR instead of like UR. I can't really remember when I made the switch, but it definitely looks better, UR instead of YR.
Why do you choose that? Is it is there a more intelligent reason or you just like it?
I think it just looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if someone doesn't use it, they're not alt lit?
No, I think so. Cause fucking Sam Pink uses it, right?
Yeah. Are you a Sam Pink guy or a Sean Thor Conroe guy?
I fuck with Sam Pink heavy. I've never met Sean. I was not a huge fan of his book. I read it.
Wait, why? Why didn't you like it?
I mean, there were parts that I liked. I don't think it's a bad book overall, but it was like way too fucking long. Way too getting back to, you know, way too self-serious. I read his Substack post. And Paul was kind of clowning on it on Twitter, and I jumped in a little bit. We both kind of had some similar views on that. But
yeah, why do you think it's self-serious, his book?
Yeah, I mean, he fucking said that he invented a lexicon.
Well, I think he's like, I thought I took it as him like joking, or like that's a character, and he's like kind of
poking
fun at himself.
But his whole kind of character is like this bravado guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I got taken by the bit. Who knows? If I ever meet him, I'll figure that out myself.
Do you think maybe... Did you believe Sam Pink's side?
No.
Sam Pink came up with the essay.
I mean, before I read it, I was like, well, you know, I mean, shit. Like when I first started writing, like a lot of my first poems were like, bad Sam Pink impressions basically. So I was like, you know, maybe there's something like there, but like when I read it, I was like, he's out of his fucking mind. This is not, there's it's like, you know, it sure Sam Pink inspired, but like it definitely is not like a straight copy of Sam Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, who's out of their mind?
Sam Pink is out of his mind for saying that like it's fucking plagiarism or something.
Yeah. Where do you think the book should have ended if it's too long?
That's a good. It's been fucking probably a year and a half since I read it, almost 2 years probably actually. But I don't know if I could pick a definitive ending, but I would have edited a bunch of shit out. I do really hate when authors discuss the work that they're like the book that you're reading. I hate it when they fucking like reference that.
You don't like meta?
No, I hate that shit.
Why?
You're
not a postmodern guy?
No, it's just so like up its own ass. It's like, Yeah, I know you wrote it. I'm fucking reading it. I don't know how. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you find self-seriousness in that? Because I always feel like when people do that, they're joking, like it's a humorous sort of thing.
Yeah, but they're in on the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question from Theo. Is your work optimistic? What's your thoughts on society?
Hell yeah. I definitely think some of my work is optimistic. Some of it's pessimistic, but yeah, I'm an emo, so like
You're an emo?
hell yeah.
How so?
Society, oh brother, don't get me started on society. Society is not great right now, but I
How
think
do
it
you
could be.
define society?
Society, the I don't know, the world that we live in, that we work in, that we love in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why is it not great?
Because everyone's struggling and everybody's just trying to keep their heads above water.
But is that hasn't that been always? Hasn't that always been the case?
Has it though?
I think so. I think at
Yeah.
our age, I think 30-year-olds are always just trying to keep their head up.
Yeah, but I don't think that needs to be the case.
And a certain economic factor.
Yeah, I definitely think there are ways to go about society to make it so that everybody can thrive and at least not suffer.
At what time period would you most like to live? For that not to be the case?
For that not to be the case, I don't know. I mean, suffering always exists. I'm being optimistic in my thought process, you know, of that. But when would I like to live?
Like 1830s.
I would like to fuck around with like the early 1900s. Like,
Yeah.
I'm a big Hemingway head. So like,
Really?
yeah, oh yeah, hell yeah,
Would you
Hemingway,
hang out with
Hemingway's
him?
man. I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guys do?
Probably eat some wings and knock back some beers and then just go walking,
Do you think
figure
they
some shit
had
out.
wings back then?
No, they didn't. They had chicken wings, but buffalo wings were invented like 2 years after he killed himself.
Oh, that sucks. You
I
never had a
know, it's a
buffalo wing.
bummer, dude. I feel like he would have fucked with buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you start reading Hemingway?
In high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I read The Sun Also Rises. Because I think in English, we read The Old Man and the Sea. And I was like, damn, this is crazy. I should read some more by this guy. And so I went to the library and they had that. And I read that. I was like, this is sick. And then I just never read Hemingway again after that.
Oh
Yeah. But then recently I like had a resurgence because I was like fucking off at work. And I like randomly got off on the Green Line and was walking around and I found his the house he was born
wow.
in Oak Park. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit.
So you work on trains, right?
Yeah, I work for the CTA.
What do you do?
I'm a track worker, so I like maintain and fix the rails and rail ties and shit.
How do you come to that?
So I was like going to this shitty job interview at the airport and I was like catching the train to go to it and the conductor had a really sick like turtleneck that had like CTA embroidered on the turtleneck.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's fucking sick. I really want that. And I was like, oh, I probably have to work there to get it. And so I like went to their website and I just applied.
Are you glad that you did?
Mad glad, dude. It rocks. I love this job.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, no, it's the best job I've ever had.
So what about it do you love?
It's pretty much just like I'm like working out and getting paid, and then also like helping my city and like helping, you know, everybody around me so that they can like get to where they need to go. So it feels really useful. And then, yeah, making good money. There's like a lot of opportunities to like keep making good money.
What's the shittiest part of the job?
fucking physical pain.
Are you with a team or are you by yourself?
Yeah, no, I'm in a work gang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like the other guys or do you guys get in fights?
Yeah, no, I fuck with most of the guys. Like, there's nobody that I, like, actively hate. I work with, you know, there's some goofballs, certainly, but they're not bad guys at the end of the day, you know.
Are there any that, like, are just, like, lazy and they don't need a job?
Totally. Absolutely.
Sit around and talk.
I mean, like, once you get in, like, it's pretty much impossible for you to get fired unless...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I mean, unless you, like, you know, come to work fucked up or, like, really do something, like, mad dangerous a bunch of times.
Do you guys, like, run into, like, weird shit?
All the time.
Like what?
I mean, mostly just like a lot of people with mental health crises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you run into like mice or rats or animals?
I mean, that's every day.
And you're like used to it?
Yeah. I mean, I was already used to that. And it was never a big issue for me.
How do you handle an angry rat?
An angry rat? I mean, you kind of just like give him whatever cheese you have and just like hope he doesn't fuck you up.
Have you seen anything like that'll like fuck you up in the head?
Not yet, but I mean, people fucking die every day on the CTA, dude. Like whether it's like somebody who like just kind of like overdosed on the train, or like we got people who like jump on the rails, like jump in front of trains, like fucking touch the third rail and touch the running rail and like complete the circuit and fucking electrocute themselves.
Oh shit.
Yeah, no, it's I luckily haven't, you know, seen any of that shit yet, but I mean, yeah, it happens all the fucking time. We hear the shit on the radio.
Ooh.
Not like the FM radio, but like our like work radios and shit.
But like normal day to day, it's pretty average.
Yeah, I mean, normal day to day, I mean, it's not too bad.
Okay. So back to Alt Lit. So you find Tao Lin, Sam Pink.
Yeah.
What are the first magazines you start sending your stuff to?
Oh, man. I think, I mean, like the Space Love Book that I'm trying to think. I honestly can't really remember because I most of the things I got published in have all like shuttered. But like even then they were never really like big Alt Lit sites or anything. Yeah, I feel like I was always too too scared to go for the big dogs.
Like what did you consider the big dog?
I mean, you've mentioned them a fair amount on your pod. Like Shabby Dollhouse I thought was hella sick. Somewhere I have like an old Shabby Dollhouse zine, I think, that Austin Islam gave me. Yeah, honestly, I can't really remember a lot of the old houses.
What's the zine?
I can't remember.
What color is it?
I think it's green.
Green?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I could be misremembering. I haven't really looked through my collection of shit in a while, but...
What was the title?
I don't remember.
Who wrote it? What was the style? What year was this?
It had to have been... I don't know. No clue. I mean, like, the year Austin gave it to me, probably 2014 or 2015.
When did you meet Austin?
I think 2014 was when he moved to Chicago.
So you were in Milwaukee, then you moved to Chicago?
Yeah, I've bopped back and forth between Chicago and Milwaukee a few times.
Did you live in Chicago alone?
Huh?
Did you live in Chicago by yourself?
No, I've always had roommates.
Okay. Who did you meet after you dropped out and you're like in Milwaukee, you're doing jobs, you're writing poetry, and then you go to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Who did you go with? Who did you meet? Did you have the Bang guys?
I'm trying to think where did I move when I moved back? Oh, I moved in with one of my childhood friends. We lived in Pilsen. And then like Rachel Bell lived like 4 blocks from us. Austin was like 2 blocks from her. Fucking Heiko's ass was like a block away from them.
Who's Heiko?
Heiko Julian.
Is that the problematic guy that people bring up? What do you do?
How are you an alt-lit scholar and you don't know Heiko Julian?
I am not an alt-lit scholar. I don't like Shabbat Oil.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't revisited his work in quite some time, but I mean, he was a heavy hitter back then.
What did he do?
What was his big book?
Did he pee on someone?
No, I mean, it was more of like the talking to minors type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he like real famous?
I mean, he was like alt-lit famous.
Like Spencer Madsen levels?
Maybe.
Maybe. Wow.
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah, like 2014, 2015. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what his big release was called. Oh yeah, I'm ready to die a violent death or some shit like that.
Yeah, I never heard of this. Yeah, I've heard of him from the group that everyone's in. By the way, did that group become the Hell Gillian e-girl group?
No.
Okay.
I know Theo fucks with them. We're in that group chat with them or with that one person from it, but I don't know. To me, it's all silly stuff.
Yeah, I think people are taking that shit way too serious.
Way too serious.
Yeah. I like Theo, though, that he's just like, he'll support like anyone that fucks with him. Or him. He'll like fully support them 100%.
Mm-hmm. Theo's a real one for sure.
When did you first meet him?
I think it was the first time I went to New York back in like 2014. Yeah.
Did you go to like alt-lit events? Did you go to Mellow House? Mellow Pages?
Mellow Pages. It was like a library or a bookstore, right? Yeah. Me and Theo boxed in Mellow Pages.
You boxed?
Yeah.
So you're the guy Theo boxed. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Are you going to box this week?
I would love to. That was probably like one of the coolest readings I've ever done. So like, but I don't think anybody has planned to do that.
Because I think Ben Fama wanted Theo to box again.
Really?
Yeah, it was on like Twitter. Well, it was like a joke a long time ago.
Yeah.
But still, the idea ruminates, I think. So,
I think I remember after that reading, I had it in my head to like, I never did anything with it, but I think I tweeted it a bunch on my old account where I was like trying to box like everybody in alt-lit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you were living by Austin and Rachel. How did you meet? So, like, what's like the first night you met them? Like, did you meet them like through the internet? With your readings?
Yeah, I knew Rachel through the internet. And then I met Austin through her. I don't remember. I don't remember how, like, you know, the evenings I met any of my friends, but yeah.
I was going to ask if you're, did you partake in like illicit activities with them? if there were any?
Certainly.
Okay. Did you have to like at some point go sober or like did you go to rehab or is there anything like that in your life?
I've never gone sober.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, because of this job, I can only drink.
Okay. But it's not like a huge issue in your life. You didn't become like overly addicted or anything.
No, I mean, it's never really been a problem for me.
Okay. So, when you met Austin, though, did you guys go to poetry readings and, like, write together?
Yeah, but, I mean, we would do poetry readings together. Yeah. I'm trying to think if we ever wrote together. I don't think so. I don't know what it is. I'm not very good at collabing with people, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think people have asked me, but yeah, I'm just not. I've made music with people before, but yeah, like collabing with poetry and stuff, it's harder for me to like wrap my brain around it, I guess.
Were there people back then that have dropped off?
Hell yeah.
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 Like who's someone you wish was still around?
Oh, fuck. I think his name is Miles. He's this dude out of Chicago, real sick poet. Fuck, I can't remember his last name. If I find it, I'll shoot you a link or something. But he was a real one for sure.
Did you ever create any events or host events?
No. No.
Did you ever consider like creating your own magazine?
I think so, but
yeah.
Yeah. I can't really remember. I did, you know, a lot of drugs back then. So
what was your favorite drug?
I love benzos and I love cocaine, but
yeah.
I mean, obviously I don't do them anymore.
What's cocaine like?
It's just like very up, you know?
Do you take big dumps when like you do it?
Not really.
No, I read a comic like the guy taking a big shit after he did it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he definitely, it'll run through you for sure, especially like if it's not pure and like cut with shit.
Oh, there's like different levels to it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's like, you'll get like kind of bigger, rockier shit that's just kind of like chunked off a brick. And that's usually pretty pure. And if you ever get stuff that's like straight powder, you know that's been stepped on with something.
Did you ever deal it?
No, I've dealt weed, but not coke.
Okay. Were there people that like you would meet at like poetry readings and they find out that you did cocaine and they got weirded out by that?
I mean, if they did, I never noticed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't, I mean, I wasn't really too, because I never really had like a, you know, serious connect. So it was really just like, if it was around, I would be like, sick, let me get some, let me buy some.
Did you ever do any with Paul?
No, I think Paul's been sober the entire time I've known him.
Okay, what about Theo?
Yes.
Yeah, what year?
I'm not saying.
Like last month?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he does that shit anymore.
I don't think so.
What's the wildest night you've had with Theo?
With Theo? I don't know. No comment.
What do you like about Theo?
Theo's just like so like alive and electric.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
What do you like about his writing? Because he's like writing more.
Yeah, I mean, his writing really like, he's very good at like getting across who he is within his writing, which I think a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to the first Catch Fest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to all of them except for the one last year.
What was the first one like?
First one was like hella bare bones. Yeah, I like drove there with this one poet. I can't remember. I don't know what they're going by now, but I think they were going by L at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, they came in. I think they were living in Philly at the time. They flew in. We did a reading in Chicago, and then we drove to Lincoln and did a reading. And then, like, drove to Omaha and partied, and then drove to Denver the next morning. Yeah, and then just, like, all of us, like, there's probably, like, 20, 25 people just crashing at Ketch's house.
When did you first meet Ketch?
I think we knew each other on the internet first, and then her and Shy did a reading in Chicago in, like, 2015 or so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you ever do coke with Carmen?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think Carmen's into that.
No, I think I've smoked weed with Carmen.
Oh, really? You've smoked weed with Carmen?
But I also don't know.
I mean, I don't think she does that anymore.
No, I don't think she does.
I do think she did at one point, though, so that checks out. What about Mary Boo?
I don't think we've done drugs together.
Okay. That would be wild, by the way.
Yeah.
If Mary Boo was like a cokehead or something.
No, Mary Boo's a sweetie.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. What about heroin? Have you ever done that?
I have not, no.
not yet, but one day.
No, I don't think I ever will. Okay. I mean, I've had options, but I know myself too well.
Okay, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like when I read like Chloe Cadwell's like her book, like mm-hmm. she admitted it, that was like, whoa, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. I know too many people who have ruined their lives with heroin.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
wild that Chloe Cadwell like did it and like got off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like casually did it and like wrote yeah. about it. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Was Rachel Bell like a big writer back in the day?
Yeah. I would still consider her a big writer. She doesn't really write, but I still think of her as a writer.
Do you value her friendship?
Absolutely.
And Austin's?
Definitely.
What are you most proud of Austin, Drew? If that makes sense.
Like, what am I most proud of him for?
Yeah.
Getting sober.
Yeah.
That's fucking, like, it's very, very sick to see. Like, he's thriving right now.
Was that like, surprising? Obviously,
huh?
Was that surprising?
No, but it's awesome to see.
Okay. What do you think about Catch and Austin?
I love them.
What about you think of them dating? Are you like, hell yeah?
That makes yeah, sense. I think it's awesome. I hope they remain together as long as they want.
What are you most proud of Theo?
Writing and somehow still living in New York.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah, I don't understand how people live in New York.
So, did you ever, like, did you have a book?
I put out a few books.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, most of them were ebooks. I put out a chapbook through Moloko House in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'm putting out another chapbook with Wonder within the next week or so.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're going to the Catch Fest and you're reading there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's part of it. But I also, yeah, want to see everybody.
Okay.
But yeah, that is also...
How did that come about?
I was tweeting something about trying to make like a full length, because I've been like trying to put together a full length for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chariot hit me up and was like, yo, I know you're working on a full length, but do you want to put out a chat book with us? And I was like, yeah, totally.
This says my internet connection is unstable, so if something happens,
oh no,
we'll get back into it. Anyways, yeah. So have you do you hang out with Ben Palma?
No.
No?
No.
He's the Wonder guy though. He's like uh-huh. Chariot's guy.
Uh-huh. That's true. I like randomly ran into him in New York once, but yeah, we don't like kick it.
Even like he's like best friends with Theo.
Uh-huh.
So there's people that are in the scene that you haven't met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
But you've met so many people, though, I bet.
Mm-hmm. That's also
you've been
true.
In this scene for like years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people that you stay away from?
I don't think so.
What are the beefs that you have?
Beefs that I have?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't have beef with anybody, really.
What about Josh Sherman?
I don't have beef with him. I think he's annoying, but I don't really have beef with him.
What about Mira Gonzalez?
No, I don't have beef with her. I think she's sick.
Have you met her?
No.
Oh, wow.
But I liked her book. It was good.
Would you smoke weed with her?
No, I can't smoke weed.
You can't? Would you, though, if it was a possibility?
No.
No?
If I got the okay from my work and they said, hey, you can smoke weed, maybe. Maybe,
like, hypothetically, but... if you could, you didn't have the job and it was 10 years ago, would you have smoked weed with her?
Probably.
Yeah, I think anyone would.
Yeah.
Have you met Spencer Mattson?
No.
Oh, shit.
But I fuck with him.
What about Gian? Did you ever meet Gian?
Gian? No, I never did.
You never did?
No. Yeah.
Dang. What about Blake Butler?
Big Butler, no.
What's the biggest name you've met?
Biggest name I've met?
Stephen King?
It's got to be Stephen King.
Yeah.
Steve Rogenbach.
You met him?
Yeah, he was at the first Catch Fest.
Yeah, what was he like? Annoying?
Fucking off-putting and annoying.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. No, I was not about him. He was getting mad at me for playing Barter 6 off my speakers.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He was getting irritated with you?
Yeah, I was like, my guy, come on. It's Young Thug. But yeah, no, it was annoying. I was like, no, I'm not turning this off.
So you beefed with Rogenbach?
I did.
Oh, that's cool. Everyone I talk to that's like met him, they say he's like off-putting. I just feel like a lot of poets though would be off-putting, but then like the one that's like really off-putting, people talk about, and he's a weird person.
Yeah.
And problematic and pees on people, I guess.
He just never turns off, it seems. He's always on.
Do you think it was a character that he was like putting on?
I don't know. I guess.
Was he on something?
I don't think so. He seemed very, very sober and proud of it.
Oh, okay. Ugh.
Which, I mean, is fine, but...
Yeah, but be, like, showy about it. It's kind of annoying. Do you think he felt like he was better than people because of that?
I don't know. I don't really want to psychoanalyze Steve Rogenbach.
Yeah. Did he have, like, a little group around him? Like, people were, like, all about him?
I can't really remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get into any fights at these events?
I don't think so, no.
As opposed to the boxing thing?
No. No, I generally stayed out of it. I find... this is going to sound bad, but I find writers who aren't my friends, like, mad annoying.
Yeah?
So I just kind of, like, will chill off to the side.
Like who? Can you name any?
No.
Oh, you don't want to?
No, it's mostly just, I think, people I don't know, and then I just don't care to meet them. I'm sure if they, like, were like, hey, what's up? Like, I would be, like, you know, cordial to them, but, like, this is people I don't, like, fuck with, you know? My meat list on Twitter is massive.
Your meat list?
Mute.
Mute? Oh. Mute.
I don't block people. I mute motherfuckers.
What about Zach Smith?
I fuck with Zach Smith.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Have you met him?
No. I hope he comes to the Catch Fest.
Oh, I don't think he will.
I mean, he's not far away.
He's not? Where? I thought he lived in, like, Florida.
No, he's in Massachusetts, I think.
Okay, I'll ask him, but I don't think he's about that group.
I don't think so, but I might harass him, see what's up.
Yeah, you should. I'll harass him, too.
Yeah, I fuck with him. He's a sick writer. Seems to be a cool guy.
It'll be surprising if he did show up.
Yeah.
A convergence of the fractured alt-lit communities.
Yeah.
Are there anyone like Ed that came to like a poetry reading that like you weren't suspecting because they were from like another like group and you're like, oh fuck, this is amazing that I'm witnessing this?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's how I think, because I like put people in the circles.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't really do that. I just kind of think of all contemporary writers as like basically the same.
Like, if I saw, like, Lucy K. Shaw and, like, Mira Gonzalez together, I'd be like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Like, this meeting of the minds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you went to these Catch Fest things, why didn't you go last year?
I was mad broke and didn't really have time off work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go, do you ever, like, wish it was bigger or smaller?
No.
Or have you seen it, like, grow, and you're like, this is so cool?
Yeah, it's been very cool to see, like, what Catch has been doing.
Yeah.
And I know, like, obviously, like, she can't do it alone, but, yeah. And, I mean, I think she's the driving force behind it, for sure.
Do you have any big plans this week?
This week? Working a shitload. I'm working mad overtime so I can make money.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you get into Philly?
We fly in Friday night, and then what was that? Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, evening, I'm reading, and then we gotta go to the go to the airport and leave like that night too.
I get there Wednesday afternoon, and then I'm leaving like Monday morning.
Nice,
because Austin's letting me stay at his place.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I haven't been to his new place.
Me neither, but I'm about to.
Yeah. Yeah. I could go for the full thing, but
does he usually let people do that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's always like very welcoming to everybody as long as I've known him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think Rachel Bell got mad at me?
Did she get mad at you?
Yeah, she got mad at me how I like was asking him and Paul questions on our podcast.
Yeah, I think I remember that. That was pretty funny. I don't know. I think maybe she like read into your like very blunt way of asking people questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul and Austin were saying she was probably just like defending them.
Yeah, I think definitely. Cool. Yeah. She's a real one for sure.
When you hang out with her, well, she's just like, she's very authentic and she'll like just go off.
Absolutely.
Not like go off on a mad thing, but like mm-hmm. she'll let you know what's on her mind.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her. It's been a bit. Cause I haven't made it out to the East Coast in a while. So I haven't seen a lot of people. Nobody visits the Midwest anymore.
I don't think anyone ever visits the Midwest.
I know, it's a shame. We've got the beautiful Lake Michigan.
If you did your own literary festival, what would it be called and how would you go about doing it? Where would you hold it?
I would hold it in the beautiful city of Chicago, of course.
Okay.
Now actually I would want to I've always kind of tinkered with this idea. Like I would want it on like a farm with like a bunch of land and shit, because I've really wanted to throw a reading where the readers are like shooting a gun as they read.
Are you gonna do that on Sunday?
No, I mean that would be cool, but no.
You got your AR-15.
Yeah, no, I can't fly with my gun. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you good at shooting?
I mean, I'm not bad, but I don't like go to the range all the time.
But when you do go to the range, does it feel great to like have that power in your hands?
I mean, it's fun to shoot. Shooting's cool. Guns are sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very pro gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that the government's going to take away your right?
Certainly not.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't imagine how they would even go about doing that in this country when there are more guns than people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you want to read any poems?
No.
No?
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't have anything prepared.
Didn't you just get published on Back Patio?
I did, yeah.
You want to read one of those?
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Yeah, I guess you would know Zach if you got published on there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Cav?
No, I haven't.
What's your opinion of Cav?
I don't really have one.
You think he's cool or fake?
No, I think he seems cool. He really goes to bat for the people that he fucks with, and yeah. I think that's cool.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't really know him, and I haven't read any of him yet.
Oh, but, yeah, he just came out with a book. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a few. Yeah, but I've not read any yet, unfortunately.
What about Graham?
I fuck with Graham heavy. I'm excited to meet him in person.
Yeah, because he works with Austin.
Oh, they work together?
Yeah, they work at a pizza place.
I didn't know they worked together. I knew Austin works in pizza, but I did not know that they work together.
Yeah.
That's sick. Damn, I can't even find the poems.
Is where they work.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should be saying the name of it, but
maybe you can like bleep that out.
I had to like look it up. Like it took me a while to find it. And I'm glad I found it on my own without asking them.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of weird if I asked them outright.
Yeah, I'm sure they would not.
But I'm sure they would tell you. Ability to find that shit out. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, it feels good to
Snoop.
Yeah.
Have you met Troy James Weaver?
No, I haven't.
He lives in Wichita.
Wichita. That's Kansas.
Yeah. He has a book called Wichita.
Nice. Yeah, I've been like aware of him, but I have never met him or talked to him or read him. So I don't know.
Do you recognize new magazines today? Like, do you look up new magazines, try to get published in those?
Not really.
I mean, except for like Back Patio.
Yeah, I guess like sort of. Every once in a while, I'll just like if people like, you know, retweet shit onto my timeline where it's like, oh, our submissions are open, you know, for blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just like go to their submittable and like shoot some shit out there.
What's like a poet that you've heard from like at one of these festivals that like is really like struck with you? Like, oh, I gotta fuck with this person. I gotta like buy their book. Like, what's your favorite poem?
My favorite poem? Oh gosh, I don't even know. But I think I first met they go by Eleanor Eli Moss now at one of the Catch Fests, and they're like, I think, one of the best to do it ever. So I fuck with them heavy. I fuck with Marcus Scott Williams heavy. I met him at one of the fests. Yeah.
Eleanor Eli Moss. Have you listened to their podcast with August Smith?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should check it out.
Yeah.
So like not fit for composition.
Okay.
And they talk about like celebrities that have like written poetry and like.
Oh, what the fuck? That sounds sick.
Yeah.
I like that. Because there's something that's always struck me is I think Michael Madsen has a poetry book that I really want to find and read.
Who's that?
He's like that big, he's like a pretty big actor. He's in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, shit.
Michael Madsen. What else is he in? But yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, they talked about the guy that like wrote Ready Player One had like written like really shitty poetry.
That
slam poetry and it's like really bad.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
Ready Player One or his poetry? Neither. I haven't read either, no.
Okay. It's a bad book. I don't like it.
Yeah, I believe it. That's one of those referencing fucking everything.
Yeah. And like it doesn't like click. There's no like bigger point.
No, yeah, it's just referencing to be like, hey, remember this?
Yeah, I don't like. It was like the first time I saw a blurb by like NPR, like, oh, well, it's NPR, so maybe it'll be good. It was like really shitty. I'm like, I'm not trusting them any fucking more.
No, NPR, you fucked up.
Yeah, I did. They did too.
You lost your cred.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Do you see anyone that ever like blurbs a book and you take their word for it, that'll be good, and like it is good?
No.
Like if Theo was like, you got to read this.
Yeah, if like somebody like reached out to me, definitely. But a blurb means nothing. Like on a book.
Oh, blurb like means nothing.
On the cover.
Nothing.
That doesn't mean anything to me. But if like somebody was like, yo, check this book out, me personally, I would be like, okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think a blurb to me means like 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's like an industry and that's like,
yeah,
they're probably reluctant to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most authentic act a friend of a poet could do for the poet?
Your most authentic act.
Yeah, I don't even know what that question means, but I want to know the answer now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like stand on like a soapbox with like a microphone? Or is that inauthentic?
I think probably just like make dinner for them.
Make dinner for them?
Yeah.
What would they make?
Whatever the poet enjoys.
Mac and cheese?
If they love that, yeah.
Okay. So not even make them dinner, but make them their favorite dish.
Yeah, or not even favorite, but like whatever they're feeling at that particular moment.
Have you made other poets dinner?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like what?
I guess bring back Catch Fest. I've made jambalaya a handful of times at Catch Fest. I think the last one in Denver, I made a vegan jambalaya and then a like full meat jambalaya. And the full meat jambalaya I made with weed infused coconut oil.
Whoa.
Yeah. And obviously, like, I let everybody know that the regular one was weed infused. I've dabbled with like weed cooking. It sucks because it's like delicious, and then but then you like get really high.
Yeah.
But yeah, both were delicious and both were hits.
Did you put cocaine in your jambalaya?
No, I feel like that's a waste.
Would that even work?
I don't think so. Okay. But I also feel like, I mean, half the fun, like, in cocaine is, like, the aesthetics of, like, you know, chopping it up and snorting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ate it, would it do anything?
I believe so. Because, you know, it still is. But I think if you cooked it, although, I guess that's how you get crack, is cooking it with water and baking soda.
Oh.
I think.
If you put it on your finger and put it in your butt, would it do anything?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably second to shooting it as forms of ingesting quickness.
People do that with alcohol. They boof it.
I mean, not a lot of people, but people. Yeah,
have you ever boofed?
I haven't boofed, no.
Okay.
But there's that one 100 Gex song that talks about boofing.
Yeah, I don't know if they are.
You don't know 100 Gex?
Have you been in a band?
Yeah, I've been in a few bands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like rock or rap?
Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I know some white rappers, though.
Would you not be in a rap group?
I mean...
You're a poet.
Yeah, but I'm not like a rapper. I've definitely like freestyled and shit, but it's not good.
Like you and Theo in a rap group.
In a rap group?
Yeah.
That could be sick.
That would be.
Yeah. I could work off. We could work off each other like that.
True.
Mm-hmm. No, I know a ton of musicians, but.
Did you meet Austin and Rachel through the internet first? I think you answered that.
I think so, yeah. But yes, I did meet both of them through the internet.
Was it the Facebook group?
I really don't know.
And were you like talking about poetry?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think just about life.
Was there anyone that you met that you got along online but they hated your poetry?
No, my poetry rocks.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't think so.
They wouldn't tell me.
Okay.
Yeah. And not that they wouldn't, but nobody has told me that.
Did you ever get along with someone and then you read their poetry and then you stopped messing with them because you hated their poetry?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think if you get along with someone first that adds value to their work?
I want to say no, but I'm not sure, you know?
Okay.
I'm sure it definitely adds something to it.
If you hate someone first, do you think that adds a negative impact when you read the work?
I like to think no, but I don't know. I'd like to think I'm above my petty hatreds, but
I think it's hard not to.
Yeah, I also love being a hater.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I'm a big hater. What?
You hate Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hate Drake.
Absolutely.
What's his worst song?
I don't know. His only good album is if you're reading this, it's Too Late.
Okay.
I really loved that when it came out, but like I think for that to work as like an artistic piece, I've tweeted this too, but I think he should have killed himself after releasing it.
I think Gabby Bess is a huge Drake fan. So.
Yeah, Rachel's a huge Drake fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you get into arguments with Rachel or Drake?
No.
That's a pretty big opinion to say that he should kill himself.
Well, I think after that release, if you're going to name a mixtape, if you're reading this, it's too late. I think you have it as like your artistic integrity. You should kill yourself after putting that out.
Yeah, that would be a big statement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, because otherwise, it's toothless. We read it, we listened to it, and it turns out it wasn't too late.
Maybe that was the point of the thing.
To the point that it wasn't too late?
Yeah, it turned like he swerves it on you at the end.
I don't know. I don't like it.
What was the journey that it took you on? Is the last song really like depressing? Because I haven't listened to this, so I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's on the top 40 on the radio.
I listened to that mixtape a lot when I was like a delivery driver. But then Barter 6 came out, and I was like, yeah, this is so much better. I'm only going to be listening to this now.
Did you ever listen to Wale?
I mean, I've listened to things that Wale is on, but I don't think I've ever really like listened to Wale himself.
The mixtape About Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I do remember when that dropped.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cute.
The only thing I've listened to, I think.
That's the only thing you listen to?
Yeah, that's the only thing I listened to for years.
Yeah.
I just put that on.
Yeah, you're a big Wale head.
Oh, yeah, totally. He likes wrestling a lot.
So did you think when Wale came out, that was like kind of biting his style?
I don't even think I knew of him when Wale came out.
Really?
Was he even around?
Wale's been around for a while, I think.
I think I found out a few years after, because it was in college when I was like listening to the mixtape About Nothing.
Yeah.
So some like weird like FM site on the internet. It's like it's not around anymore.
Yeah. Sorry. Now I'm looking up. When did Wale drop?
Well, he's been around.
He's been around for a while.
But he doesn't make good music anymore.
Don't make good music anymore.
Once they get popular, then like they fall off.
Yeah. Artists love to fall off.
Did you ever meet Talyn?
No.
What's your opinion?
I like his writing. I think I do enjoy how kind of unabashedly open he is online. But I also do like to like mess around with him.
Do you think he solved his own autism?
No comment.
No, you don't think so?
I mean...
Do you think he's autistic?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like...
I think it's a character.
Yeah, I'm not really a doctor. I can't really diagnose somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if Paul Hanson Clark had autism that he could solve it himself?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Paul?
Probably his like belief in other people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Has he read your new book?
No.
No?
I think only Chariot's read it.
Okay.
My wife hasn't even read it.
When did you guys, is your wife a poet?
Yeah.
Is she still writing poetry?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's going to be reading on Friday night, I think.
Oh, really?
Provided we like make it in time, yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Jessica, but she goes by Anna Moss as
Anna Moss.
Writing.
Is she an alt-lit person?
I don't think so.
Is she friends with like Theo and like Rachel Bell and Austin?
I mean through me, yeah, but yeah.
Does she have her own clique?
Yeah, but not really like writers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she have a book out?
Books? She's got a couple of couple ebooks out.
Through who?
Through herself. Just self-publish.
Does she have a magazine?
No.
Okay. When did you meet her?
It's 2019.
2019. All right.
Yeah.
Did you guys meet through poetry or did that come out? After you had met her?
Well, we met through Twitter, but we had mutual friends who I was friends with through poetry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever date Rachel?
No.
Okay. Was that like off limits to you and Austin? You're like, I'm not.
No.
Doing that? Okay.
No, but it's just like my friend, you know?
If you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Oh gosh. I mean, I gotta go with the classic flying. Flying
yeah.
would be sweet, yeah.
Where would you fly to?
Everywhere.
If you could go back in time but for only for 7 seconds, where would you go back?
Mm-hmm. Only for 7 seconds. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would have to really think.
Like in your life.
In my own life.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think there's anything that could have changed in 7 seconds in my life.
Or not change, but just like experience again.
Oh, yeah.
Like hang out with your parents when you're little or something. I don't know if that's a cool answer.
Yeah, I mean, I
like at Christmas, you're playing with toys or something.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, taking a dump. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to go back in time to re-experience 7 seconds of 9/11 again.
Was there a high that was like the best fucking high? And you could like experience that orgasmic feeling and then you like revert back?
You mean on drugs?
Yeah. Drug you'd like to experience?
Not that I can think of really. Because really? Like, half the point of it is like also like I feel like being in situations.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess one time when I was on like 4ACO DMT in New York, and I was taking a taxi from Manhattan to Brooklyn, and I remember the like the city lights. It looked like it was like a fortress or some shit, and I think some like shitty 60s 70s song was playing. I think it was like the Eagles or something, but I was just like so like caught by that in the moment. I was like, wow, this is truly something.
You're on DMT?
It's like a DMT derivative.
Okay. Did you have a trip where like you went inside your head?
I don't know exactly if I went inside my head, but I don't know. Psychedelics are weird. I'm not a huge fan of them.
Did you go inside your head and meet a little woman that was a representation of God?
No, I did not.
Okay.
That'd be cool, but no.
So Joe Rogan describes on his podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And like this happened to two like other people and they were talking about it. Does this happen to everybody? I don't listen to Joe Rogan a lot, but it was like years ago.
Yeah.
Because I used to work night crew and I'd look for podcasts that were like 3 or 4 hours long. Mm-hmm. And like his were. So I just like
you said fuck.
Even though it was like shitty, I would just like put it on the background.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to listen to more podcasts than I do now, but
now are you gonna bring yours back?
I don't think so.
I think you should.
I had another one with like my friends from Bangalore Dads, but we've been trying to bring that one back, but we haven't.
Are they alt lit?
No.
Are you gonna bring them in to it?
No.
What do they think of alt lit?
I don't think they really care about alt lit.
Do they even know it exists?
Definitely. They like my poetry, but they're not, you know, they're not really alt lit heads.
Is Bang Local Dads like equal to alt lit? Is that its own movement?
I think it's even bigger than alt lit.
What does that mean, Bang Local Dads? Metaphor?
I honestly don't remember. Yeah, like my friend Neil came up with that. I think he just thought it was like a very funny phrase because he saw like some like just like porn ads at the time that are like, you know, like meet local MILFs and shit like that. So he thought it'd be funny if it was like Bang Local Dads.
And do you have a Grindr account?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever been on Grindr?
I haven't. I've seen other people have showed me their Grindr accounts, but I've.
Who?
Just friends of mine.
Who?
No.
What?
I'm not telling you who.
No, why? Is that too personal? Do you think it's too personal?
I'm not gonna put their business out here.
Are they out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think people take Grindr way too seriously.
It's definitely become like a meme, like online, I feel.
Like I always get on fights on there.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. And I stop going on there.
Yeah. What was your worst fight on Grindr?
Oh my god, just like cursing. I think like every fight's my worst one.
Yeah.
I just have an issue with those guys.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people are very forward on there, huh?
Way too forward. If you don't have a phone or you don't have this or that. Mm-hmm. I don't like sending nudes and then like we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
They get all judgy. And then shame. They try to like shame and attack. Mm-hmm. Guys are weird And if you take something away from them, they flip out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like being denied something. Guys are fucking weirdos. Anyways, you're reading at Catch Fest.
Yes.
Do you have anything planned?
Not yet, no.
You're very protective of the people around you.
Yeah, that's true.
So you don't have anything planned. You're just going to go straight. Do you have your outfit already planned?
No.
No. Are you like, is that anxiety for you? Like, I got to have
not really.
Special outfit.
No.
Are you going to shave or are you going to have your mustache?
I'll have my mustache, but it'll probably be clean shaven around that.
Is your mustache a staple of your look?
Kind of, I guess.
Do you try to present like a masculine, dominant look?
I don't think so. I just like the way it looks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go up wearing like a pink or anything?
I would wear pink. I've got a pink shirt.
Like a pink hat?
I don't have a pink hat. What if I came out there wearing a pink pussy hat?
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, because Donald Trump's back on the menu, so we gotta really show him.
That might be too ironic.
But it's not ironic. I'm being earnest. Yeah.
Is it earnest? Okay.
Yeah.
Do that.
We gotta stop him.
Stop who?
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a Republican?
No.
Okay. Do you vote?
No.
Okay, because Austin doesn't vote either, but yeah. Paul Hanson Clark does.
He is a voter.
Yeah, me too.
I did vote last election, but I voted for
Trump.
No, I voted on the PSL ticket.
What is that?
The Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Okay.
Which, I mean, they have their own problems. They're also not great.
Were you pissed when like Bernie was like kicked out or whatever?
Yeah, I was a little miffed at the time.
A lot of people.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, I don't know what we expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your views on politics?
I think it's dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like society.
Yeah, just like society.
What's your dream job, if you have any job?
Maybe like a travel reporter.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be cool. But like, yeah, like, you know, one of those travel reporters from like the fucking like 1910s, 1920s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very like a loner like aspect to it.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, they were just bopping around.
When you were going to the school for movies, what was your idea of what a movie person would do, or what did you want to do? What was your idea of what they did? Because you were saying like how the groups of people like that drew you away from making movies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, obviously looking back very naive, but I think just kind of thinking like, oh, you just like, you know, get your sound people, the person, you know, your cinematographer, and then your actors, and then you just kind of do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much, you know, there's so much red tape and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've worked on sets and shit.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yeah, like before I got with the CTA, like one of my friends from Colombia is like still in the business, like in the locations departments. So like I worked for him. So I got to see a bunch of stupid shit behind the scenes, and it's a nightmare, dude.
Was it inspiring though?
No, fuck no. Oh. It was like the opposite of inspiring.
It was like boring.
It was boring as fuck. I don't think I wrote really at all when I was working there.
How was it boring? Just like they're doing dumb shit.
I mean, you basically like set up, because I mean we were like, what we were doing was just like setting up like background holding and like hair and makeup and shit. So we would just like set shit up. And then just like wait and just hang out and then break shit down. And then
I hear there's a lot of waiting.
Yeah, there's a lot of waiting. And then, like, you also, like, you don't even know if shit's ever gonna, because, like, I think the last thing I worked on before I got the fuck out of there was, like, an indie that I think that was, like, 2 years ago now, and it still hasn't come out at all, and we're pretty sure it's just not coming out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about these big movies being made, and, like, companies just like, oh, yeah, we're not gonna do it.
Yeah, it's very boggling to me.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, people spend, like, all this energy and, like, millions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, and it's just pointless.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that, like, you know, movie making as a medium is pointless. Because I still do love the medium of movies, but it's not something I want to be a part of unless I'm, like, an actor or something.
Okay. Have you tried acting?
Yeah, I acted in one of my friends, like, student films back in, like, 2012, and I enjoyed it, but I just haven't done it since.
I think you have the look of an actor.
Well, thank you.
You have a good look, like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I guess it's never too late to start acting, right?
That's true.
Yeah, we always hear so many stories of people being like, yeah, they didn't start acting until they were, like, 55, and now they're on top of the world.
Have you ever, like, do you watch movies and then write poetry?
No, but actually one of my good friends has a poetry book that's called, he spells it very weird, where it's like poems about movies.
Oh, yeah.
But he basically just wrote a bunch of poems about movies. His name is, Zachary Sweezy.
Okay.
Yeah, on Twitter, he's Goody Hilton.
When you're looking for a movie to watch, do you take your time? Like, you have to watch a good one?
Yes, definitely.
What's the percentage rate on Rotten Tomatoes that you will...
I don't look at that.
You don't?
That's no, good. Because I love really shitty movies.
I do too.
Yeah.
I feel like 70% to 40%, like the Rotten Meter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, it could be either or.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, what's your favorite movie? I feel like it's too basic of a question.
Il Sorpasso.
What is that?
It's this, like, late 50s Italian road movie.
Cool.
It's really fucking sick. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I can't even think of any movies right now. That's my favorite movie, though.
Do you hate the Marvel movies?
I don't hate them, but I don't really feel anything for them.
They don't make you feel anything.
Yeah. I remember I went to, there's this big spa here called King Spa.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, you know, like, they've got all the, like, the baths and shit, but then they also have, like, a big theater. And I watched, like, half of, I think, Age of Ultron or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, that movie did suck.
So I should watch another one.
I don't know.
Are you a Marvel head?
Yeah, but, like, I empathize with people who aren't.
Yeah. Do you like comics?
Yeah, I, like, came up on those.
Oh, nice.
Making the switch was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
From that to literature.
Do you like non-superhero comics then too?
Oh yeah, totally.
What's your favorite comic?
I don't know if I have, like, a favorite one. I never even, like, thought of that as a question. Maybe that guy that, like, made... You ever seen that big one that's, like, it's like a house? Or, like, it's a huge... It came in, like, a huge board. And it has, like, different... The comics come in different sizes and different mediums.
Oh, wow. No, but that sounds cool.
I think it's, like, Chris Ware.
Huh.
Yeah, it's, like... it's interesting. Yeah, it's really cool. Do you think the movies can elicit the same feeling from poetry? And when you write your poetry, do you try to elicit the same feeling that you get from movies?
Yeah, I think they can definitely do that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of great filmmakers also deal with poetry too, but they just do it on, like, a broader scale, I guess. Or not quite broader. Because I don't know.
What's a poem that, like, or a poetry or a poet that has, like, clicked with you and, like, really, it was, like, significantly clicked with you and, like, this is amazing. This has changed my life.
I think a lot of poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you think of one?
I think any poet that is like my friend.
So your friend's poetry has like changed your life and made you see it
Absolutely. I like I
differently?
think first that came to mind was Chariot.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What specifically? I can't remember, but
They have
like
a really good book I got sent that I bought. It was really good.
was it Hot Pearl?
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, their poetry is insane. Like
When you read
I love
these
their shit.
poems, how long do you take on a poem?
Oh gosh, it all depends. Sometimes, like a minute, sometimes,
Months.
weeks to months, Yeah. And then, sometimes I'll have like, the entire poem done except for like the last couple lines for like months, and then I'll finally finish it.
When is a poem finished?
When it works.
How do you know when it works?
When it feels right, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use any forms when you're writing?
No, I don't think so. I know there's like a lot of like poetry forms and shit, but because I've like never really like studied poetry at all, so I don't really like know any of them. And I don't know. Like I can appreciate it all, but I think because I don't know it and it's not really my world, I can't really write like that.
Okay. Do you stick to what you know?
Pretty much.
Okay. So we've been going for about, when did we start? 6:30,
It's been about, an hour and a
90
half or
minutes.
so. Yeah.
I usually wrap up around that time. Are there any
Dang.
questions you wanted me to ask?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
This has
This
been
was
awesome.
nice.
It was. I'll see you
Yeah.
Sunday, I guess.
Hell yeah. I mean, we'll be bopping around the fest the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it your first time in Philly?
No, I've been to Philly one time before.
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
I was on a bender and did a poetry reading.
What was the bender like? Are they all the same after a while?
Benders?
Yeah.
No.
No, they're all
They're
different.
all different. But yeah, I did a poetry reading at Austin's house. I was like visiting New York at the time, and I just like took the bus down, and then the next morning I took the bus back.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good
Why aren't you taking a bus now?
time. Because I like need to be we need to be like very time efficient.
Okay.
Yeah. So we gotta take the flight.
What does your wife do?
She works in financial tech doing like fraud prevention.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
So you know when you're going to be tricked or not.
Huh?
You know if you're going to be tricked or not because you have a wife that knows that stuff.
Exactly,
All
exactly.
right. All right, well, I guess I'll let you go.
All right. Well, it
I'll
was
see
great chatting with you.
you. You too, man.